I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Headlines?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Let the Schnucks florists help you find the best flowers for your Valentine. Or you can order your flowers on the Schnucks Rewards app and have them delivered. Just download the Schnucks Rewards app today. Hope Hicks is returning to the Trump White House as a senior advisor. She stepped away for a little bit and went to work for Fox, but she's coming back.
Kind of surprised.
I'm a little surprised, too. I thought she was...
smarter than that?
No, I wouldn't put it that way because I'm sure she's getting a lot out of it. But it did reek heavily of like, I'm going to get out while I can whenever she left. But she's just hopping right back in. I think she's working directly with Kushner and her official title will be a special counselor to the president. Excuse me. Jeff Bezos has sold nearly $4.1 billion worth of Amazon shares in the past 11 days. Now, I don't know much about stocks, but that seems kind of weird. He's been selling off a lot of Amazon stock lately.
That
actually
is interesting. I know just enough that, like, when you're in that position, you don't have free rein to do anything you want to do. Like, you can only sell so much at a certain time so the stock doesn't tank and people don't. But, yeah. He also just bought, like, the most expensive estate ever. It was David Geffen's for like $165 million or something like that.
Well, he's selling off a lot of Amazon stock to fund his space exploration program, Blue Origin, which I don't know much about that, so I'm going to have to do some reading.
Yeah, he competes with Musk.
Okay.
And the guy from Virgin.
Yeah, Richard Branson, right?
That sounds right.
Yeah, that's right.
Some female athletes are suing to block participation of transgender athletes. This comes down to, it looks like, track and field in Connecticut, basically saying that we're losing to these two transgender athletes on a consistent basis, and you are regulating cisgendered women to the sidelines in their own sport, and it's unfair. The attorneys for the transgender athletes say, hey, we're women too, and there's absolutely nothing in Title IX that protects people with two X chromosomes more than people with an X and a Y chromosome.
This is going to be so interesting. I think it'll go to the Supreme Court because it's going to come down to the definition of a woman, a definition of female.
Well, I think what they'll have to eventually end up doing is make it a chromosome-based competition. Because you could even say, like, hey, I have an X and a Y chromosome, but I'm a woman. And yes, you are, but you still have some physical advantages over XX women. So I think that's what will eventually happen.
I wonder, too.
Perhaps. Or they could just keep it like this forever.
What their definition of transgender is. I know, like, for the Olympics, they have standards, but for high school sports, I'm not sure that they would have any type of blood test or hormone levels. I think it would probably just be what you identify as. So if you are a full male who can run the 100 meters in 10.0 seconds, but then you say, I'm now going to identify as a female, and you're never going to lose another race.
Yeah, I mean, even if you would have to produce documentation that you've had, like, hormone suppressants or something, you're right, Dave. I doubt they would be blood testing high school athletes. Yeah. So
that'll, high schools don't want to get into that.
They don't want any of this noise.
No, they don't want to start blood testing and requiring paperwork. And
but, I mean, this can be life-changing.
No
like
kidding.
Like, for a female athlete who wants to go to college on a sports scholarship,
yeah,
and maybe someone doesn't look to see why you didn't win the regionals or
correct
state and who did.
Right. Why don't you have any championships? Why don't you have any gold medals?
Yeah, the lawsuit that was filed was complaining that they are consistently losing to one particular athlete and usually behind the other one named in the suit. I mean, they're not suing these women
right
directly, but
yeah,
just using them as examples of, like, we're not winning races anymore. This is so disgusting. So we know that Juul is evil. We talk about it on the show all the time. But apparently Juul bought ad space on websites for children, including Cartoon Network.
Oh, come on.
So I thought to myself, okay, Cartoon Network, though, they do Adult Swim at night. So maybe they were only advertising on the Adult Swim portion. No, they were also advertising on educational websites like coolmathgames.com and socialstudiesforkids.com.
Juul is completely evil.
I don't think
that product was ever intended to help anyone. I don't think that it was ever from its birth intended to help people get off of cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I think it was exactly what it looks like. It was the new cigarette that's going to become cool with 13-year-olds. And, you know, it's the horse is out of the barn. Having a 14-year-old daughter who's a freshman in high school, everyone knows about it. Everyone knows how to get it. Whether it's on Nickelodeon or it's not, it's over with. Mm-hmm. You're going to do it or you're not going to do it. And it's just a terrible company.
A spokesperson for Juul said, "We haven't reviewed the complaint yet, but we remain focused on earning the trust of society by working cooperatively with the attorneys general, regulators, public health officials to combat underage use."
You know what I'm going to do when I'm king? I'm going to have a prison for just bullcrap non-speak like that. Mm. Everyone who ever goes on a Sunday show is going to end up in prison because none of these pussies can answer a question. I hate it. I hate it when it's like, "Hey, Tony, what's up with XYZ?" And you're like, "What I really want to talk about is how cute James is in khakis." Yeah. Well, yeah, that's not what I'm talking about,
though. I just answer that question. I answer your question with the answer that I want to give to a different question. People do that all the time.
It's just disgusting.
It is.
The Senate has approved a bipartisan measure to restrain President Trump's military powers against Iran. They say this isn't about President Trump. It's not even about the presidency. But instead, it's an important reassertion of congressional power to declare war.
It's interesting.
Which they already have.
Mm-hmm. It was an interesting vote.
Yeah.
Donald Trump says the Democrats are only doing this as an attempt to embarrass the Republican Party. Don't let it happen.
I'm just watching this Rush Limbaugh thing unfold on television. How big of a deal do you think it's going to be? The fact that he was just given the presidential or the Medal of Honor, Medal of Freedom.
Yeah.
And then this deal with America's not ready for a gay guy kissing his husband.
What are the consequences?
I mean,
all it's going to do is make the people who didn't think that Rush Limbaugh should have gotten the Presidential Medal of Freedom, that's just going to confirm how they are. It was a dumb move for him to do. And if I were President Trump, I'd be mad. It's like, look, I went out on a limb. A lot of people are going to hate me doing this for you, but I think you deserved it. So here's this award.
I agree.
You just got diagnosed with cancer. We're all feeling bad. Here you go. And then a week later, he comes out and says something that many people would classify as homophobic about someone running for president. I mean, it comes across as very ungrateful. But then at the same time, this is who he is. Exactly. This is what he always does. So Trump should have known that, giving him the award. This is kind of you play with fire. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is fire in that sense. He knew that it was a controversial choice, giving him the award. A mysterious radio signal from space is repeating every 16 days. We get radio signals from space, and sometimes they do repeat, but for the first time, researchers have noticed a pattern in a series of bursts coming from a single source, 500 million light years from Earth.
It's really, I've been reading about this. Yep. It's
pretty
really interesting.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. We are not alone, people. That's what I have to say about that. We'll follow this story as closely as we can.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.